Podcasting from Boston, Massachusetts, the city of innovation, education, and of course, Fenway Park, this is TI Clergy Corner, bringing you timely, insightful, and impactful sermons from Temple Israel of Boston.
In this episode, we will hear Rabbi Elaine Zecher's Shabbat Awakenings, a reflection as we make our way towards Shabbat, entitled Fashion Week.
Ah, Fashion Week. It is that season again when our attention turns toward one's attire. The elegant folds of the fabric, the sashes and headbands, the tunics and the flowing outer garments, the shimmering of the jewels, and the careful placement of the gold-wrapped cords catch the attention of our eyes and perhaps our imaginations as well. All of those designers' talent and creative genius are not a match for the ancient descriptions of the high priest's garments and vestments found in this week's Torah portion, Titzaveh. Those modern artistic fashion engineers all shared the desire for shock and awe, but the message of what they choose and why has a different significance for the fashionable attire of those who would lead the ritual and rites in the Torah. The elegant folds of the fabric, the sashes and headbands, the tunics and flowing outer garments, the shimmering of the jewels, and the careful placement of the gold-wrapped cords are detailed in our sacred scroll. Last week, God instructed Moses to make the physical space for sacred engagement. Make me a holy space, a suli mikdash, so that I may dwell among you, v'shachanti b'tocham, from Exodus 25:8. This week brings us the instruction to, again, make the elaborate attire of the priest designed for maximal visual experience and to convey a certain attitude. Make sacral vestments for your brother Aaron. Va'asita bigdei kodesh la'aharon achecha for dignity and adornment. L'chavod ul'tif'ara. 28:4. Fashion today may not necessarily be about dignity and adornment, but back then it surely was, and with great specificity. A breastplate piece, an ephod, something like an apron, a robe, a fringed tunic, a headdress, and a sash comprised the sacral vestments. Each were then laid out like a McCall's sewing pattern, now deemed as vintage, with more descriptions and embellishments to follow accordingly. The priest was afforded a kind of respect through all of these adornments. In return, his responsibility to carry out the religious duty of the sacrificial services placed a heavy weight upon him to perform the offerings correctly. Rabbi Judith Abrams, of blessed memory, a great scholar of the 20th century, recognized the message that dignity and adornment, quote-unquote, meant for the priest, but also for every person engaged in the Jewish community. Dignity brings discipline, and the importance of the sacral rite and the performance of the mitzvot, the sacred obligations, to ground us in Jewish practice. But if that is all we have, she taught, we miss half of the Jewish experience. We must also float in Judaism's beauty and joy, the mystical texts and practices, the sensuality specific to each holiday and to Shabbat. When we do, we become seriously joyful and joyfully serious. This is what adornment means here. I'm not sure of the full intention of the designers today and whether they accomplish their own goals each fashion week around the globe. But this we know of the ancients. The clarity and visual splendor of the attire meant for the priests radiated a message of respect and spiritual access to lift the whole community toward the divine. What they wore mattered to them, and even to us today. Shabbat Shalom.
This has been a Temple Israel of Boston production. Join us next time for another episode of TI Clergy Corner.